Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Bill Satterley. Welcome you back to another fine 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz here on the Lake Shore, 89.1 FM. And on my portion of the show tonight, I'm going to feature the Oscar Peterson Trio, and in particular the Oscar Peterson Trio at the London House in Chicago. That was a great jazz venue. I don't know if any of you remember it. It was on the close to the corner of Wacker and Michigan in Chicago. It was a great venue for jazz. And they had a lot of jazz trios and quartets that played in there. I would guess from the mid-50s till at least the late 60s, maybe the early 70s. One of the last times I walked by there is on a nostalgia trip, it was a Burger King. But that's a long way from what it was, a great steakhouse and a great jazz venue. Oscar Peterson Trio composed, of course, Oscar on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums. Worked there. They had a nice long-standing gig. It ran from July 11th of 61 to August 6th of 61. That's a long gig for any jazz group to work one venue. And so I'm going to play various live sessions from the London House that were cut between the period of July 27th of 61 and August 6th of 61. These are all live performances at the London House, and we're going to kick it off with I've Never Been in Love Before by Frank Lesser.
Thank you.
Oscar Peterson Trio, live at the London House in Chicago in the corner of Wacker and Michigan, going back to about 1961. All of these tracks that I'm going to play were cut somewhere between July 27th of 61 and August 6th of 61, and you'll hear some chatter in the background because it was a very, not only a favorite jazz venue, but it was a very popular steakhouse, and all the visiting firemen from out of town would be in there listening to the sounds and eating their steaks, and so you hear some chatter in the background, but the recording was pretty good. We're going to go on now to another track from the London House with the Oscar Peterson Trio, comprised of Ray Brown and Ed Thigpen on drums. This is Harold Arlen's composition, Ill Wind.
Thank you.
right. That was the Oscar Peterson Trio. Of course, Oscar on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums, circa July 61, live at the London House, doing Harold Arlen's great composition, Ill Wind.
I'm going to play something from a 3D CD set, A Great Day for Jazz. It's in the morning, afternoon, and evening. I'm going to kick something off by Gary Burton and friends doing If I Were a Bell.
Thank you.
wish I could tell you who was playing with Gary Burton, but the one and only bad thing about this three CD set is it really doesn't go into detail as to who was playing with him, but that was If I Were a Bell. My next song that I'm going to play is Easy Living by the Alan Broadbent Trio.
Thank you.
tune was Easy Listening.
I continue my salute to the Oscar Peterson Trio live at the London House in Chicago, that great jazz venue at the corner of Wacker and Michigan. And I imagine if that group was playing in the London House, it was still in existence today, it would cost you $50, $75 cover to give in. In those days, you could go in for free, no cover, no minimum, sit at the bar, have a drink, and listen to the Oscar Peterson Trio. That's another era. We'll never see that again. We're going to listen to the Oscar Peterson Trio now do Rodgers and Hart's tune Soon. Thank you. That was Oscar Peterson Trio, live at the London House, doing Rodgers and Hart's great composition, Soon.
I want to pick up the pace a little bit with Shorty Rodgers and his Giants, doing a tune entitled Martian Lullaby. He did a series of Martian tunes, featuring him on trumpet, just to name a few of the people: Bob Inevolson on valve trombone, Bill Holman, Pepper Adams on tenor sax, Jimmy Riles on piano, doing Martian Lullaby. Thank you. was Shorty Rogers and his Giants doing Martian Lullaby.
All right, I'm going to continue with our Oscar Peterson Trio London House Salute, and we're going to do a composition by the bass man, Ray Brown. And this is kind of a neat little swinger called The Gravy Waltz.
Thank you.
clearly everybody at the London House enjoyed that particular track. That was Ray Brown, the bass player's composition, The Gravy Waltz.
I'm going to play something from a West Coast jazz CD from Zeta, and it has about 20-some tunes on it with a variety of groups. I'm going to play the tune called Mountain Greenery, and it features the Dave Pell Octet with him on tenor sax, and Bob Innervoldsen on valve trombone, Marty Berman on tenor, Marty Page piano, Tony Rizzo on guitar, Buddy Clark on piano, bass, Frank Capp on drums. Let's listen to their rendition of Mountain Greenery. By the Dave Pell Octet.
All right, this is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Bill Sally, and for a better part of the past hour, you've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you've enjoyed these sounds. I know Bill and I have had a good time in the studio listening to this stuff, and so I hope you'll stick around for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz after the news at the top of the hour. We're going to be right back with some more swinging sounds. We're going to close out the first hour with the Oscar Peterson Trio, comprised of course, Oscar on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Egg Thigpen on drums, from the London House, doing Sometimes I'm Happy.